Chapter 2, the Holy Spirit's role in our growth. Great men receive tremendous credit for their accomplishment, from presidents to civil rights leaders to pastors. Little do most of us know, however, that without the impact of a supportive wife, there won't be the grounding necessary to enable leaders to create movements. Would John Adams have been the president he was without Abigail? Would Martin Luther King have been the man with impact without Coretta? Who would Billy Graham be without Ruth? It is baffling how little credit wives receive in regards to the great movements in the world. God's word calls wives the indispensable companion. In other words, what could we do without them? I would also suggest the eternal helper, the Holy Spirit, is treated as a silent partner in our growth who rarely gets the credit and glory he rightly deserves for the application of the gospel in our lives. We tend to err in this regard in one of two ways. First, for too long, the church in different sectors has had a reductionistic view of the Holy Spirit. In many cases, he is regulated to being understood simply as an idea from the Bible. We have ignored and therefore disconnected ourselves from the power of the Holy Spirit. On the other hand, the Holy Spirit has been used as the means for triumphalism and abuses disconnected from God's word. This is also a reductionistic view. The Holy Spirit becomes a sort of shorthand for all of the gifts and power the Spirit provides. Without the rule of God over those gifts, instead, we prop ourselves up over those gifts instead of God through His word. Both are equal and sad extremes that need to be corrected. He is the member of the Godhead who is lied about most. People say that He says and is doing things that He is not, or they ascribe things to Him that is obviously far from His holy character. We all need a more robust bandwidth of who the Spirit is.